With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's an announcement about a new immigration detention center in Nebraska.
The facility will be dubbed the Cornhusker Clink. It's a play on Nebraska's nickname of the Cornhusker State and an old slang term for jail. It will join the ranks of other detention centers, such as Alligator Alcatraz and Deportation Depot detention centers in Florida and the Speedway Slammer in Indiana. Nebraska's Republican governor says that they will use an existing minimum security prison work camp in McCook, a remote city of about 7,000 people in the middle of the wide open prairies between Denver and Omaha. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump says he will not send U.S. troops to Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At Monday's summit with Ukraine's president and European leaders, Donald Trump said the U.S. will help the European effort to secure Ukraine. And he did not rule out sending American troops. That promise of support was praised by European and NATO leaders. But during a Fox News interview on Tuesday, the president offered his assurances that U.S. forces won't be defending Ukraine's border. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's decision to increase federal law enforcement and immigration agents in Washington, D.C. has had an impact on neighborhoods like Columbia Heights. On Tuesday, vendors noticed fewer customers, especially Spanish speakers. The White House reported 450 arrests since the federal operation began on August 7th. The Republican president has declared a crisis in the Democratic-controlled city. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 10 points, the Nasdaq dropped 314, the S&P 500 index lower by 37 points. This is SRN News. A Florida ministry takes on dangerous video game platform.
The Florida Faith Alliance is concerned about Roblox, Discord, and other sites where children go to play games and might wind up in contact with a sexual predator. The Alliance has begun a series of classes to help teach moms and dads what the dangers are and how to keep their kids safe. Founder Lynn Barletta says, quote, parents equipped with the right knowledge become the frontline defense against predators. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another attack on Christians in India. International Christian Concern reports a band of 70 people beat up a pair of pastors who were walking home through a forest near Odisha. A local Christian leader tells ICC this incident is not an isolated case, but part of a disturbing pattern of violence against Christian minorities, reflecting a growing climate of intolerance in the country. The Hindu Nationalist Party came to power. Attacks on believers have been increasing. This is SRN News. Missouri's top prosecutor is moving on.
The state's attorney general is resigning to take a leadership post with the FBI. Republican Attorney General Andrew Bailey says he's leaving effective September 8th. He'll serve as co-deputy director of the FBI. Bailey has been a strong supporter of President Trump, and he recently defended his state's pro-life regulations in the face of a new pro-abortion constitutional amendment. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the entire southern border wall with Mexico is being painted black to deter illegal immigration. She credits President Trump with the idea, noting that black paint makes the wall hotter, making it harder to climb. Noem discussed this during a visit to New Mexico on Tuesday, where she painted part of the wall. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.